USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that 10% of Americans have at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday updated its guidance regarding masks. After finding that wearing a cloth mask over a surgical mask helped prevent the spread of coronavirus, the CDC website now recommends that people layer their masks with a cloth mask that has multiple layers of fabric. President Biden announced on Wednesday he had approved an executive order for new sanctions on those responsible for the military coup in Myanmar and repeated his demands for the generals to give up power and free civilian leaders. Pelican Waste and Debris workers Dion Merrick and Brandon Antoine in Iberia, Louisiana, knew something was wrong when they observed a silver sedan in the middle of a field. Turns out 10-year-old Jaleesa LaSalle, abducted a day earlier, was in the car, and the two heroes were able to block the car from escaping while police arrived. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden has his first phone call with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
President Biden spoke to Chinese President Xi Jinping Wednesday evening for the first time since taking office. According to a readout of the call, Biden pressed the Chinese leader on human rights abuses, its recent actions against Taiwan, and climate change. The presidents also discussed approaches on battling the COVID-19 pandemic. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says he's glad to see the president push his Chinese counterpart. But the former ambassador to Japan tells Fox News that Biden will have to get tougher against a country that doesn't play by the same rules that we do.
And I was pleased to see that President Biden called out Xi on some of the nefarious actions that China's undertaken. But China is moving aggressively every day. They're moving against us. They're moving militarily, they're moving diplomatically, and certainly they've been moving economically in a very predatory manner. They don't play by the same rules that we do, and we've got to be present and pushing back.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Industry leaders are saying the COVID-19 vaccine shots will not be a one-and-done deal. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
Community health centers will begin to get doses of coronavirus vaccine, the White House announced on Tuesday, as CVS and Walgreens pharmacies begin to administer shots later this week. Johnson & Johnson CEO Alex Gorsky believes a trip to the pharmacy for a COVID shot may be a thing for several more years. He tells CNBC that a yearly vaccine, much like the flu shot, may be necessary.
I think most people feel that this will be something where likely for the next several years, we'll be getting a COVID-19 shot just like we would a flu shot. Now, exactly what that shot's going to be comprised of, I don't think we know today. I think we could all imagine a future where we're living with this, but where we can keep the science, at pace with the virus. You know, we can keep on living our lives.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former Food and Drug Commissioner Scott Gottlieb noted that the vaccine production is ramping up. About 220 million doses will be put into the market by the end of March. The boss, Bruce Springsteen, was allegedly arrested for DUI in Sandy Hook, New Jersey back in November when he pulled over to take pictures with fans and then took a shot of tequila offered by one of them in full view of the cops. Park police saw what happened and they immediately pulled Springsteen over as he drove away. Asbury Park Press reported Springsteen's blood alcohol content was 0.02, just a quarter of New Jersey's legal limit of 0.08. Questions to park police about the incident went unanswered. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.